He said, well, let's put old Hamp on him. Said he'd catch a freight train. Let's see what he'd do with that old cat. Old cat just lay on his bed. So we put him on that cat, knocked the fire to him. I mean, and so he was just baying the cat. The cat wouldn't get off the bed. So we said, well, the Jip and black guy said, well, let's put old black gal on him. So we let her out, and she went on him, and that cat looked like it was going to kill him. I was begging my friend to get him off.
You had him up a tree? Or?
No, on the bridge.
Oh.
The cat was on the bridge. That wouldn't get off. And car was driving up on both sides, and there we were down there fighting the cat. Finally, she shook off. I tell him, get her off, get that cat off of me. If you didn't, you're going to kill her. He said, well, you get him off. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she finally shook off and went and jumped back in the car. Mm-hmm. And so old Hamp there, he was baying the cat, and the old cat was running a piece. And the women were screaming. The cars had then ganged up there on both sides of us. There we were down there. And the old cat come trotting back out there and opened and bristled up. And so a nigger slipped up to my partner and gave him an old stand, a rod of old Model T car. Old stand rod, you know. And so when he run after the dog, the women go screaming, the old cat looked back.
Well, so they were in the car.
Women, it was people in the car. They didn't drove up there and stopped. You see, saw what was going on, and they just drove up there and stopped and watching what was going on. And they, when the cat would take out the dog, well, the women would go screaming in the car to see what happened. And so when the old cat looked back, and my partner slipped up behind him and knocked him in the head. Well, I got all kinds of tales I could tell about hunting. I've hunted all my life. I've been a great lover of coon, by all kinds of hunting, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
One night, a bunch of us came down about 3 miles from home going coon hunting. We had some real good dogs, a bunch of boys, and we'd made around and hadn't found it. It wasn't so far, we'd call it place, about 4 miles from home. Uh-huh. We had horseback riding horse. So we hadn't found anything, a little dirt road, and one of the young dogs got a trail, run, no, the best dog wasn't there. And so he trailed about a mile to another road, a little wood road around, and finally she came to us, the best dog, and I said, well, nothing to do but carry on around there where he is. So I carried around there, and she took the back trail and came right back, and when she got to the road, she barked, and I looked there, and I saw her track, and it was a treatment of a big old coon. So then I said, well, we got to have him. We got to have that coon. So somebody got a car, I said, well, we're going home. And three of us said, well, we wouldn't. We were going to get him. So I carried him around where I put her first, and she started back from the back trail again. So I got on her and give her a whipping. So she went on across another big creek.
Yeah.
And so my younger brother was with me. He was a daredevil. And so he and the tree was on the other side. So he jumped in. And my partner and I came down the creek piece looking for a foot log. Finally found one, and it was real thick. The moon was kind of shining, and my brother was up, he crossed up a good piece from us, and we were headed for the tree. And I looked, and I saw something raise up. And I told the boy with me, I said, look beyond him, what's that? We had a piece of pine and axe. That's all we had. So he wanted to throw the axe at him. I said, no, hold the axe, don't throw nothing at him. So it got up, walked over and on and off. So I hollered to my brother and told him something was coming his way. He better come to us. So he did. We got together real quick. And we don't know what it was, except we think years ago the fox got scarce and they brought some coyote wolf in here.
Uh-huh.
And we think that it might have been a sick coyote wolf. A good long ways from, you know, and raised up his head and couldn't. But anyway, we had seen this coon track, and it was a terrible big one.
Yeah.
But when we got to the tree, now it was a few trees that we couldn't climb, but a very few. But this had to be a long, tall pine that we couldn't climb. So we started cutting, just us through an old dull axe. And it fell, it was kind of dirty and leaning, and it fell before we were expecting to fall.
Yeah.
We didn't have no light.